is, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Colbert.
Geez, I'm kind of at a loss here. I don't really know what to say. I know that these roasts usually involve a fair amount of good-natured ribbing. But when I was asked to do this, I was informed that this was actually going to be honoring Mr. Chase. And I am appalled at some of the things that I have heard said about this man. And I don't really mean out here. I mean backstage. Some really hideous, hurtful, hate-filled things you could never take back. And I will not be party to it. I'm sorry, I've got to draw a line, because who am I to attack Chevy Chase? I don't know Chevy Chase. I have never met Mr. Chase. I'm uncomfortable calling him Chevy. The only thing I think of when I look at this man is, there but for the grace of God go I. Why would I tempt the comedy gods to strike me down like this? To leave me pale and pear-shaped, a humorless husk of my former self, haunting the halls of Hollywood like some sort of walking, waking cautionary tale, shapeless and odorless and colorless, gray on beige, a comedy lamprey just sucking the joy out of everything I touch. I won't do it. Over the decades, Mr. Chase and his fellow original Saturday Night Live sketcheteers have found fame and fortune, making us laugh. But for some of these people, it went to their head. We know that Dan Aykroyd has tried the dramatic arts. Of course, Bill Murray very famously overreached with The Razor's Edge. But this man never forgot what got him wherever it is he thinks he is. He never, ever attempted to do anything that was in any way different than the last thing he did. And that is so refreshing in its sameness. Finally tonight, I'd like to offer a little bit of warning to the rest of the people who have to come up here and talk about this good man. Before you attack him, think. There may come a day in your darkest hour when you are a shadow of your, albeit paper-thin, self. And when that day comes, I hope you are cheered up by something that Mr. Chase so famously said. He's Chevy Chase, and you're not. And if that doesn't cheer you up, I don't know what will.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
What's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. What's going on, man?
Yeah, we would like to apologize to our punctual listeners.
Yeah, we were late because we were talking about Chevy Chase. Late. I heard this really fucking cool fucking message that I actually wanted to play, but we can't play it. I don't know if you guys have heard, but people don't like Chevy Chase. Like, people like actors and different other comedians and stuff, and Bill Murray hates him. And he's kind of a dick, and like I think that's kind of what I think is funny about him. But like he's like seriously hard to work with. And our friend Joe Russo, he let me hear this message that Chevy Chase left for Dan Harmon, the writer and producer of Community, the NBC show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that show?
That's kind of one of my favorite shows, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, TV's
Do you like Chevy Chase on it?
He's not on it that much. He's all right.
Yeah?
I mean, he's talented.
You could take it or leave it, right?
I mean, I don't know about him personally, but I mean, he's a talented guy, I guess. Yeah. I think he's funny.
Yeah, I mean,
from time to time.
I remember when he
I mean, he's Clark Griswold, for fuck's sake. I mean,
he's like really uptight, though, and he has a really bad temper. Because I remember back in the day when Howard Stern was feuding with him and stuff, and he'd send Stuttering John out there to fuck with them and shit, and they'd call his house, and he was just like not, you would think like a funny guy would have a sense of humor and be like, oh, okay, whatever, and kind of roll with the punches and shit, you know? But he was like, I mean, he still is, too. He's kind of like a fucking really pissed off person, and I guess the story behind the message that Chevy Chase had left for Dan Harmon, I guess they don't like each other. I guess, so here's a story that Joe told me. He said that, okay, so the communities, like last episode, they're ready to tape it and stuff, and Chevy Chase didn't like the script, and he refused to do it. And through the whole, like, 3 years working with him, he was just like a nightmare, you know, just like an arrogant fucking prick, you know, and you kind of like, you know, have to like put up with him, and you know, he'd say really shitty things and stuff, and they would just try to make it like a joke, you know, and just kind of go with it and stuff. But I guess that was like the last straw, because at the rap party, the story is that Dan Harmon like humiliated him in front of like all the people there, and in front of his wife and his daughter and stuff, you know, like, I guess, he thanked Dan Harmon, thanked everybody. And, at the end he said, fuck you to Chevy Chase. And if anybody agrees with me, everybody at the count of three say fuck you to Chevy Chase. And the whole place said fuck you to Chevy Chase.
That's awesome.
And so there's this fucking awesome message that I want to play, but I can't right now. We're going to see, maybe later we can have Dan Harmon come in, and maybe we can have him talk about it, you know, and bring, see, he has a whole bunch of different messages and stuff from Chevy Chase, I understand. I really want to hear all of them. I wish I could play it, but it's my word, I can't play it.
You know what? I don't want to sound like I'm upset about this, but you just told that whole story to not play that message.
Not play that thing. No, but there's
that's
a build-up.
That's really
because,
great. You
because
great
Dan
job.
Harmon is going to come in.
So we delayed Alex Noyce's introduction for all of that.
Yeah, pretty much. What do you think, Alex? Do you like that story?
Oh, it was good. A little blue balls from it, but, you know.
That's no, okay. I mean, we could get you off.
No, it's a good story. I like Chevy Chase a lot, though, but, you know.
What's your favorite Chevy Chase movie or thing?
Well, Three Amigos is one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I grew up with that, so I've probably seen that more than any other movie. Yeah. So he's got a special place
in my
heart.
He's my favorite amigo of the three.
Yeah, he's my favorite too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all great, but yeah.
I like it.
I'm not surprised, you know, a lot of those guys get big heads, but.
Yeah. I don't know, I liked him in the Christmas Vacation and all the Vacation movies.
Christmas Vacation, yeah. That's a family classic also.
I like it when he freaks out and gets pissed off because, like, that, I think that is, like, the real person. Like, that's more the real person than the funny guy, you know? He's just a really fucking angry person. So let's, we'll have him in and we'll talk to him about that.
We'll have him speak for himself.
We'll beg Dan Harmon to, hey, maybe we can call him. Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know. Anyway, we have, I want to welcome Alex Noyce from Falsetto Teeth. Come in. I was so pumped up by that story and listening to that message that, you know, I just had to get it out there, especially since we played the Chevy Chase thing at the beginning.
Yeah.
So you were supposed to come in with a saxophone player, man. What happened?
Yeah, things fell through. Now it's, you know, stuff popped up and so it fell through. And then, Falsetto Teeth, the drummer Corey, has a regular Thursday night gig that is happening with the blasting company, Petrojevich Blasting Company. So they can play either. So I'm empty handed. I just brought some CDs. So
Falsetto Teeth, man, like that band, your band is like one of the most awesome bands. Like you guys are really good, like too good. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, God damn, these guys are really fucking good.
Yeah, the first thing that happens after a Falsetto Teeth show is, like, I go home and I start practicing. Mm-hmm.
First you cry on the way home, right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know any of I know a lot of those notes, but I'm pretty sure none of those are on my guitar. It's retarded. I can't do any of that.
So falsetto teeth is like, it's kind of like a prog rock kind of thing, right? Kind of math rock kind of stuff.
I mean,
how would you describe it? I hate describing my own band too, but
yeah, I mean, I'm not good describing either. I mean, I'm not good at math at all, so there's absolutely no math calculated into the music. Progressive in the sense that we use odd rhythmic things and whatnot. But I mean, I'm really bad describing it like that. I try not to use those words because a lot of the bands that are associated with that, I don't really, it's not my cup of tea. I kind of like just take a chunk from this band and then maybe a chunk from this influence and then mash it together. And then, that's what it is. But I mean, yeah, it's, progressive. Yeah. It's got
It's not
crazy rhythmic stuff, but
it's like a journey. You know what I mean? It's a story.
I like that.
It's a musical story.
I mean, prog is a funny word. It used to mean like, Pink Floyd, which is like slow music and 4/4. And now it's like used to describe like super fast music and odd meter. But like, it's definitely, through composed, like very extended. Though we're trying to do shorter songs, but kind of like trying to tell a story, I guess, and, mix pop elements with, whatever else pops in,
Yeah, the songs are like really long, but they're not like boring. It's not this fucking song. It's like, it really is. It has like different acts,
I can see that's kind of got like some theatrical quality maybe, but, everyone's got their own, like Corey Beers, the drummer, has his like background in, I guess classical percussion, and then he got into like, North Indian classical music, like playing tabla and stuff, and now he's obsessed with Romanian music. So, I write the music, but like he throws in like, a lot of elements that, I wouldn't be able to conjure up, and so it gives it a cool twist.
Do you write all the music? Like,
yeah,
and so like I noticed that.
But I mean
there's not that many lyrics in falsetto teeth.
Yeah, I mean music. There's a lot. It's like a lot of instrumental stuff, but there, with smaller vocal bits. A lot of that was because I'm not a singer, and when we first started, I never sang in a band, and so the newer songs, which we don't have recorded, have more vocals in them because I've gotten better at singing. I don't feel so ashamed. But
so seeing as these songs are more just like kind of like instrumentals, more is there anything that you're thinking of when you're writing the songs? Like, are you like, do you have a title in your head and you're like, okay, this is going to be off the title, it's going to be an angry song or something? Or
No, I mean, I my background's in improvisation, so like if I get like the first thing that comes in my head, if I'm sold on it, it can be catalyst to write the rest of the stuff. If I like the first, like I kind of write it in order. Like it's not too often like I've come up with a chunk and it ends up being in the middle of the song. Like I like to think, if this intrigues me, this opening thing, and then I just build off of it, it'll just might just be like a simple melody or like some lick, I don't know.
So do you record when you're practicing and stuff?
Yeah, I record it all. I make demos and then
so what's your process? You record, like, let's say you have something like a riff or something, you record the riff and do you like play it all day and like listen to it and figure and try to think of what comes next? Or because the songs are really long, and it's like I try to figure out like how you can remember all the parts and stuff,
Every song is completely different. I'll sit and like come up with something that I like. I record it, record it all along like Logic, and then I'll do a chunk and like that, and it'll lead in something else, or maybe I'll come up with the bass part right then. But a lot of times I'll come up with like a, good amount of guitar stuff, and then I'll come up with bass stuff and some rhythmic ideas for the drums.
Right.
And then, a lot of times I take it in and it doesn't work out. And so I'm like, okay, we got to tweak it in there a little bit. It's definitely, I write the music, but it's definitely, without them, it wouldn't exist. And they definitely help it come to realization. So.
Yeah. gonna say Corey's like there's not many drummers that I would say are like are real musicians.
Cause fuck, that guy's awesome.
Because we mostly just like hit stuff and like kind of like.
Yeah,
like,
I mean Corey's
that guy's. Yeah,
I mean like, his.
He's like half your band. Sorry.
Yeah. No. He. Yeah. He's.
So
he,
Corey's a drummer, and yeah. You play guitar, right?
Yeah, and sing.
And sing, and who's the bass player?
Jimmy Berry, and he's awesome too. He's like new. We had a bass player, Nikki Klingberg, who was awesome for a while, but Jimmy's been in the band since the summer, and he learned the shit like super fast, and it was kind of spooky. So yeah, he just felt like
was
a
he
glove.
Like an obsessive fan or something, like following you to all the shows? And
not obsessive. He was just a friend.
I remember all the parts.
No, you know, he knew some of the songs. He's just a good musician. He's just like, and it's his second instrument too. He's his first instrument's cello, and he plays bass, and he just like kind of has a good knack for that. And
cello's kind of like a big bass, except you play with a bow, right?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Well, Joey from Ninja Academy plays his regular electric bass with a bow.
Yeah, like Jimmy Page style or something. Right?
did Jimmy Page do that? I'm not a big like Led Zeppelin fan. Like, I actually hate that band.
Oh really? I love them and then I hated them. Now I like them again.
You gotta be really
same
stoned.
With like the Beatles. I loved them and then I hated them.
I always thought anybody could have sang for Led Zeppelin and they would have been famous. That was just my idea.
I mean, they definitely had the working pieces. Yeah. Not just their.
They could have had Anthony Kiedis.
And they definitely stole a lot of music too from like old blues guys and stuff. They're like horrible.
They're dirty British thieves, you know. They're terrible, you know, scum. But you know, I like some of their songs still.
Fuck them. Well, tonight we're gonna hear some good music.
Fuck them anyways, yeah.
We're gonna hear some Falsetto Teeth, and but before that, we're gonna hear King Devil. Joe Fraley was here last week, and he played a really cool song, and I got very emotional, and you know, kind of brought me to a place that you know,
an emotional
place. I had to get to, you know, and I felt really good. And then I had a suggestion for him to play his song, Pepper. And he's like, oh, I got to do a different tuning on this, whatever. He tries to tune it up and boink, the fucking string breaks. No extra string, no guitar.
No extra strings.
And so we didn't get to hear that song.
He had to tune to the key of hell no.
But we're going to have him back in. But before that, we're going to listen to a King Devil song, Pepper. And then we're going to hear a Falsetto Teeth song that you brought. It was track five. What was the name of that?
That's not a Falsetto Teeth song. That's a Burmese song from a compilation called Guitars of the Golden Triangle.
Okay.
You can put on Rocket Fuel Sex Magic.
We have that one coming up. Okay. I don't know. Can you move that one up?
Let me see that.
All right. Well, let's move that one up.
I got other songs of mine.
We have a unauthorized. We've actually been selling a version.
Yeah.
Of your music, we've made thousands and thousands of rupees.
Yeah.
Which one? So, oh, the live. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We had that one. Yeah, we have that one, but we also have the one that you brought. We're gonna play the recorded version.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good.
Because I didn't have that one. I had to get the bootleg version that Dan did. So
yeah, it'll sound
anyway,
a lot different.
So I guess we're gonna listen to Rocket Fuel Sex Magic, right? Sonia is the board operator, and she is getting all that shit together.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, and it's ready to go. All right, and we're going to listen to some Falsetto Teeth right now, and you'll hear what we're talking about. We'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod with Alec Noyce of Falsetto Teeth.
This is Jim Schrader.
Your mama.
You are listening to the More Music Radio Program on skinbro.la.
You will feel a sense of comfort and deep peace within. Let go. Let go completely of all problems and all worries. Imagine that next to you is a box, your energy conversion box.
Heaven knows where I go, but look out now because here I come. I'm on Mars, and I'm gonna go for it, and I don't seem to care about the state that I'm in. Boulder Dash, big mustache, they gave me a nickname and they called me Pepper, and I roam around from town to town, and I'll tell you all the stories about the ventures I've been in.
It's all right. about the best that I'm in.
And I could go, baby.
We'll be right back. This is Kiki from East LA, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. And what? Huh?
Hi, this is Dino Stamatopoulos. Please call into the More Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562. More Music Radio Pod. You could edit that, right?
Yeah, cool. Thanks, man.
But keep the you could edit that, right?
Man, I'm glad you ran that Dino Stamatopoulos, read right after that other one. Because that first one, dude, I thought I was going to get shanked.
Yeah, so that was my uncle.
We were kind of scaring the shit out of everybody.
We had two promos going on at once. I was supposed to go over there, blah, 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 blah. We actually heard King Devil with Pepper. We actually got to hear it. All right.
Woo!
King Devil, Pepper, play.
That's what it sounds like with six strings, yo.
We just listened to a Falsetto T song. What was that called?
That was called Plastic Love.
Plastic Love. All right.
It has two titles. I'm Your Casanova.
I'm Your Casanova. I was going to say Scarlet Casanova.
It's a long song. It gets a long name. You can say it.
Right. The longer the song, the longer name it deserves.
Exactly.
That's my philosophy.
I'm Your Casanova. And what? So we are here with Alex Noyce of Falsetto Teeth.
So that was
good stuff, man.
So you're saying your sax player couldn't make it in tonight, but you still know the chords to Careless Whisper? You can still do that part, right?
We'll just do one note at a time.
We can do the guitar track, and like we all know.
Falsetto Teeth has a sax player now, or what's going on with that?
The drummer wasn't able to come in, so I was going to try to get this duo I have with this great saxophone player, Gavin Templeton, but fell through, so.
Ah.
No, it's just me. Doing nothing.
No sexy sax man?
No. I would have played solo, but I haven't done that for a while, and I didn't want to embarrass myself, so.
Yeah, man, but that's cool because you brought some stuff in, and, you know, we could talk about stuff. I mean, is there anything that's on your mind? I mean, you guys going on tour?
No, he's a very busy guy. He's got a lot
of stuff. How many bands are you in?
Let's see here. Like regular ones, I think, like...
But Falsetto Teeth is, like, your main band?
Yeah, that's the only band where I write all the music. I'm also in a band called Tessellations, which is a really cool group. We're playing tomorrow night at Homeroom. That's with two cellos, this really great singer named Barry Rose.
No drinking at Homeroom.
That's the downside, yeah. But you can just
get a cup, you know, like a McDonald's.
I mean, I still drink there, but, you know, you got to be sneaky about it.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool venue. The people who run it are, you know, good people. Mm-hmm. Did you guys play there?
No.
I've heard a lot of our friends have played there in...
Manhattan Murder Mystery played
Matt
Teardrop of Manhattan Murder Mystery played
people
there.
Keep going, so
yeah.
And you're going to be there, so
I went to a comedy show over there, and it was actually kind of cool, you know. It's like in a little room show. Maybe like twice as big as this room, and you know, it's like one of these, like,
it's
underground,
a little place. Yeah it's a cool
like a comedy cult, you know.
Oh yeah.
And that's what, and actually Comedy Cult is going on right now at the Homeroom.
Yeah, I don't know if
the Mormons were asked to play it. This comedian Dave Sirus asked us to play it, but, you know,
the iPhone Siri.
Yeah, that's his
Dave Sirus.
This is auntie. But yeah. So anyway, we got asked to play that. We can't do it because it's on Thursday. So. So how long has Falsetto Teeth been around?
Since 2008. Mm-hmm. We started. Yeah, around 2008, and that was with Nicky Klingenberg, and he was our bass player up until the summer. Mm-hmm. And
what happened to him?
He just got busy. You know, he's getting really busy, and
you guys were getting along okay.
Yeah, Nicky's the most nice. Like, he's a gentle giant. He's massive, tall.
Yeah,
guy.
He is in fact giant.
He's gigantic.
He's like
7 feet tall,
like Pete. You know, Pete is like a... We had a bass player. His name was Pete, and he was like a gentle giant.
Yeah.
He was kind of a
that bass player.
A big white boy. Thing.
Yeah. This guy is very white, too.
Yeah. Yes. And he's 20 feet.
He's as big as he is white.
Yeah. Is he taller than Karen Centerfold? I mean, if that's pretty tall, if he's as tall as that.
He's like, you know, bang. Kobe Bryant height.
Yeah. I'd say so.
No, he's... I mean, we get along fine. He's been my buddy since middle school.
Is he still playing, or did he move on, or what?
Bass in general,
yeah, like just in music. Did he?
Oh
just,
yeah, yeah.
Just
no, that's that was partially. Yeah, yeah. He was just getting busy, and yeah, and you know, he was kind of in a different type of vein of music. He was more into. He had a lot of fun. He plays great.
Yeah, I'd see posts that he have some pretty big shows. He was playing with like Frank Sinatra Jr. and stuff like that.
No, that wasn't Frank Sinatra. That was like
was that a joke?
No, it was like a musical thing that was about Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay.
But he had a regular gig like that. I don't know, he's played with some, you know, he plays a lot. That was, you know, that was kind of the problem. He was just too busy. I mean, we're busy too, but we keep a little part of ourselves to make sure this always can happen. So anyways, Jimmy's the bass player now, and he's, I forget what year. Yeah, 2008, right. That's when we started.
How many people have been in the band? Can you beat our record of 18?
No, that's a lot. Jesus, 18?
18 people.
Wow. Are you an original member?
Yes.
Okay, and Dan, you almost
Dan's
original.
Like our, no, like no. Our 19th drummer.
No, I'm like...
And it's 18th people.
No, I've been with them for a little while.
Yeah, for like three almost 3 years now, right?
Yeah, like 3 years.
Actually, it's actually going to be 3 years next month. I think in a couple weeks or a couple days or something.
You know, in fact, I went to the farmer's market over in South Pasadena today, which I think is the first time I went back there since the last time we were there.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys play there?
Yeah, we did our mobile unit over
Guerrilla
there.
Guerrilla Warfare style.
Yeah, we did that. And let me tell you, man, they did not like... Well, there's a couple of people that didn't like it. The people who ran the farmer's market were not having it.
Yeah, they were not there. I didn't see those guys there, by the way.
No, you didn't see them?
No, I think they might have been...
let go after that incident.
Yeah.
Well, we went there to go play, and like the, I guess somebody who was in charge, like got really upset and was like trying to yank our equipment, and then like all these, we have the video.
They try to take your bike helmets.
Yeah, they try to take our shit, and it was anarchy in the vegetable place. I think Patrick was saying.
Yeah,
anarchy in the vegetable place. He was screaming, we were being attacked. And if you want to check it out, you can go on Google and look up the Mormons mobile unit when white people attack.
Yes.
And you will see what happens when white people attack you for playing music on the streets.
Yeah, it was far less eventful than
in South Pass.
But did people like it?
Yeah, there were just a couple of people that were
bad apples.
You know? Yeah,
exactly.
One angry old white man said that we were trying to take away his rights. And the rights that he fought for, and he was very upset.
Damn right, you were trying to do that.
Yeah,
like, you know,
I want to play music rights. And take your rights from you.
I want
right
all
now.
Your rights.
Oppression through music,
old man.
Sometimes when we play music in public, we actually rape people.
Yeah.
So we take their rights, you know, rape them.
Whatever you have to do to get music. Get your message across.
Yeah.
You know? Go for it. You know.
Get a spread our disease. You know.
Ends justify the means, man. Come on.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, screw South Pass anyways.
Yeah. The Highland Park Farmers Market was like pretty down with it though.
Yeah.
They liked it. They were like, hey, that's cool.
I don't know how I got on that tangent, but I think I was thinking of Origins and
I know. I remember hearing you guys when I was like 13. I like Mr. T's.
I don't want to say I feel old because like really like we're in our mid 30s right now. Like old is like 65 or something. That's like old, right?
Yeah.
That's like technically old. We got like another 30 years, you know, but I do feel older because like lately I've been hearing people like, oh man, I was a fan of yours since like I was in like seventh grade. And they're like already like completed their master's degrees and stuff, you know?
How long have you guys been around?
Since August of 98. So that's like 13 years.
Yeah,
13,
that's a while.
13 and a half almost. So yeah, we're getting up there. Mm-hmm. We have pubic hair now. So, and our armpits smell.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah.
Glory days are over.
Our dicks are growing. Yeah. They're still growing.
A lot of back knee.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
I know. I didn't start getting back knee till I was like 20. I thought I was out of it. I was like, all right. No back knee for me. And then I started getting hair on my shoulders too.
Oh boy. Well, yeah. I don't even want to show you my back, man. It is like, it's like American Werewolf in London, like in mid wolf out. Like I'm like half wolf almost.
You're like,
or wolf.
You're like 11:55.
By the way, we're playing with Sex Wolf on March 17th.
Oh yeah, we are playing with Sex Wolf is going to play.
Sex Wolf.
Oh okay, cool. At the Rag Fest. You want to come and check at the Airliner.
Oh okay.
Yeah, sorry, I just like that. To say Wolf.
March 17th.
Yeah, St. Paddy's Day.
Sweet.
Yeah, man.
Oh, St. Paddy's. Yeah, this is coming up.
Yeah, check that out, man, and join the Facebook page and join it.
Yes.
Please. You know,
F-A-C-E.
Hit us up on the Facebook.
00. Okay.
Well, hey, man, let's listen to another song. Speaking of,
You know what? We were late in mentioning 800-893-9562.
Call in to the More Music Radio Pod 800-893-9562 and talk to Dan. And you know what, Dan? I'm freaked out because you don't have your beard anymore.
Yeah, I figured.
You figured you just freaked me out?
No, Lent just began.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I gave up my beard for Lent. So in 40 days, I may resume.
I was raised Catholic.
Such
I don't
a
know.
Nice
were,
boy.
You, were you guys raised in any religion?
I guess kind of like Protestant.
Protestant?
Not really.
Well,
a little bit.
Yeah, my family's Catholic. So I went to Catholic school. Yeah. I don't really pay attention.
Did you walk around with the ashes on your head?
No, but I saw a lot of people yesterday doing that.
So. Yeah, I was raised Catholic and stuff, you know, but I'm not a practicing Catholic. But like yesterday I was at work and I saw this guy with ashes on his head. I'm like, holy shit, it's Ash Wednesday, man.
You know, we can smoke
people. I didn't know people actually did that.
Oh, yeah. You walk around and they put a cross on your head of the ashes. It's a body of Christ ashes. And that does something. It's like magic or something. It's like Catholic magic.
Yeah, I thought it was...
And they'll hang you from your hands.
I thought they were doing that because, like, the glare from the sun... I think I'm thinking of baseball. Where they put the...
Tom Brady.
The eye black.
Yeah, it's like that same kind of eye black.
And then you put
the
John 3:16 right there, right? Like it's all Tim Tebow style.
Yeah, man. So happy Ash Wednesday. That means that Easter is right around the corner, right? Like it's in a month, right?
I'm counting it down.
Yeah. So are you guys gonna give up anything for Lent? Is there anything
gonna,
that you?
I'm
that
gonna
you
give up my belly button lint for Lent. That's what I'm gonna do.
Giving up lint for Lent? What about you, Dan?
I'm giving up dudes. No dudes for 40 days.
Finally, but that's your favorite thing. How are you going to be able to live?
Hey, we got to make sacrifices.
Well, hey, let's take another break, and we're going to listen to Rocket Fuel, Sex Magic.
Oh, yeah, right. That other song was not that, right? Okay, sorry.
Yeah. I had the live version that we bootlegged. You guys didn't know this, but Dan recorded the set, and we have been selling. We've actually to buy our own cars
now. If you want to look on the webcam, you'll see exactly what that's been paying for.
You know what?
The studio's pretty nice.
We have a caller on the air right now. Yeah. And caller, you are on the air. Talking to us and Alex Noyce of Falsetto Teeth. What's up? What you want?
What's going on, guys? It's your old buddy Brad.
Oh, it's Brad. Hey, what's going on, Brad?
Hey, you guys talking about Lent.
Yeah.
Talking about what you gave up.
Well, we haven't given up anything yet. We're trying to decide.
Early in the evening to be giving stuff up.
What are you going to give up for Lent, Brad?
Well, I thought about the most appropriate thing for me to give up for Lent.
What's that?
Diet soda.
It's bad for you, right? It's a trick.
Aspartame. It's terrible.
Yeah, it'll actually make you fatter. I understand. Yeah. I'd like inject mainline Diet Coke. That's why I'm like this.
So is it like? So it's diet.
Injecting saccharine into my eyeballs.
Saccharine.
Saccharine,
yeah.
Is that even still made?
Yeah, saccharin's not good, and aspartame is not good for you, but you should try stevia packets, and you can get them at Trader Joe's. And then take a dildo and put it in your butt cheeks.
And heroin's good, too.
Stevia, is that anything like the Activia? Like the poop yogurt?
That's, Activia.
For hermaphrodites, man.
Are you a hermaphrodite?
No, that's Jamie Lee Curtis. That's her product, right? It's for hermaphrodites.
Yeah. She's suggesting that you eat their yogurt.
Mm-hmm. Activia.
Take a poop.
Right.
If you're a hermaphrodite or not.
And then send it back to her. She's asking for that. Mm-hmm. You haven't heard that? You haven't seen that commercial?
No. I saw Jamie Lee Curtis, though.
She wants you to make a poop diary.
Pretty bad. You remember her in Trading Places, though? You ever see that movie?
No.
Am I a lot older?
No, I mean, I know. I've seen many of her movies. I didn't see that one, though.
Yeah, she looks really nice there. Yeah, well, yeah, because they show her.
Yeah, back in the day
when you're a kid and then you get to see like perfect tits like that.
They show her nuts.
And they look good, you know? So, I mean, hermaphrodite or not, I mean, those are some really nice hermaphroditic breasts.
Yeah, they really
are. One of the first pornos I ever saw is actually a hermaphrodite fucking a chick, so I don't know, that's kind of hot on so many levels.
Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Bestiality?
I mean, that's just a rough place to start, Brad. I mean, I'm proud and everything. Proud of you and everything.
I mean, it has the words B-E-S-T in it.
That is bestiality. A rough place to start. Get it rough? Like a dog? Are you jacking off right now, Brad? What are you doing, man? See... Well, Alex, Brad likes...
You can't expect me not.
You don't know Brad because this is your first time here, but Brad likes to call in and like masturbate to the guests.
Oh.
That's so facts. No, talk dirty.
I'm flattered.
Is there anything that you want to say to get him? Do you want to help him?
I think you guys...
What's your name again, man?
Alex?
Have you ever felt someone?
Felt someone on the inside?
No, I think he's saying felched. Felched.
Felched someone?
Felched. No.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Felching. Oh, you want to tell him, Brad?
Go ahead.
Okay, so felching, I believe, is when you come in someone's asshole, and then you take a straw, and then you suck out the cum out of the asshole.
That's terrible. I'm glad I didn't know what that was.
Thank you.
You know my girlfriend's listening to this, right?
Yeah. Hey, man.
Some ideas to kind of spice it up, you know what I mean?
Nah, it's all good. She's a good sport.
You don't want to, like, you never spit roasted a girl with a buddy? Jeez. You know, like doing I'll just look that one up online.
You don't have to tell me. I'm sure I'll get the 411 on that.
I like that spit roast.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't do that, man. Like, I know people who are down for that, like two guys on one chick, but I wouldn't be able to get hard if there was like another guy in the room. Like, is it just me, or are you guys like, oh, fuck it, I can get hard? And
well, what's he look like?
The same chick.
I'd get hard if he was looking at my eyes.
Brad Pitt type looking guy, or you know, Jimmy Kimmel looking guy.
For me, it doesn't matter whatever kind of looking guy. I don't think I'd be able to get an erection. But Brad can.
Oh yeah,
he's getting an erection thinking about it.
I can come in 12 seconds too.
All right, let's hear it, and go. All right, that's a good one. That's a good boy.
Haven't you seen the movie The Kinsey Report?
No, but that's the one about that guy who's all like into studying sexuality, right?
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, and he was in that movie with the wolves in it too recently that me and my girlfriend saw at the Highland
Theater. The Great Wolves.
Highland Theater, you can watch a movie for $3 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so.
Making a 40.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Brad.
Those raggedy-ass fucking chairs.
Well, Brad, thanks for calling up and talking about felching and what other things that we hit. Bestiality. Spit roasting.
Bestiality,
yeah.
As I like to pronounce it.
Yeah, cool. This is the weekly segment that Brad tries to get everybody to question their sexuality. And,
I exclamation point my fucking sexuality.
Boom. There you go. You did it.
All right, then.
Well, we're
going
to take a break, Brad.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. Thanks for calling
so,
up.
So, you wipe up over there and do whatever you need.
And we'll be back. We'll be back with Alex Noyce of Falsetto Teeth on the More Music Radio Pod. Listen to this.
Live at 10 on News Channel 2 on Fox.
I'm Don Schiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Fucking mother whore. Shit!
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Skid Row Trap.
We'll be right back.
fairy wings. This is David Lieberhart calling to the Radio Music Pod at 1-800-893-9562.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right. We just heard some falsetto teeth. Yeah, we went and smoked probably like 10 bowls of some good stuff.
Stuff that goes well in bowls.
Yeah, you know, like cereal. We smoked our cereal. We had our cereal, like right. The Adam O. You know,
right.
Be hanging out with Adam O and shit. You know, be like, what are you doing? I'll be eating my cereal, motherfucker. You won't get on my motherfucking face. I think we finna go to a rap competition after this and shit, man. I think that's what we finna do.
That's my first passion.
Yeah,
freestyle. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man. You feeling the flow right now or what, man? Shit. What you think?
Hey, I heard that David Lieberhart bumper you played. And
yeah.
Just made me think I went to see
that's
the
right,
Adam
man.
Papagen show, and it was a lot of fun.
Do you know David Lieberhart? Like Tim and Eric Awesome Show?
Oh, yeah,
great
yeah.
job. So he's the black guy with the puppets that sings.
Okay.
And he's like our pal now.
Yeah, he's a regular.
Yeah, he's like a regular on the More Music Radio Pod.
Oh, really?
And his partner, Adam Papagen, has a show called the Del Talk Show. It's like a public access, like the last public access show, one of the last. And he's like just like a diehard public access guy. What's going on, Patrick? Jones is in the house.
You know what, man? I just got to mention, this was the most irritating break we ever taken.
It is?
So we took a break, and we went to go use the restroom. We come back, and the door of the studio is locked. Uh-huh. And we're pounding on the door, because we figured there's like...
My hand's bruised from pounding on the door.
Yeah. Dang, are you okay?
Yeah. He's got rehearsal tomorrow. He may have to practice.
We need to get him some ice.
He's going to have to cancel that. Our
cold beer will work.
We got nerve damage over here.
We'll get a steak for your eye.
No, yeah, yeah. So
because he was trying to open the door with his.
So we figured out that you guys were downstairs. So we head downstairs right as you guys are heading upstairs.
Oh, and the confusion everywhere.
And then as soon as we get up here, I get a call from Patrick that he's downstairs. So
okay, so now he's here.
So now I got to run back downstairs and get Patrick. So I've traveled.
Sorry, that's a lot.
I've traveled a very long distance.
Stuff.
I'm sorry, Dan.
We're all late. We're all late tonight.
Yeah, it's a very... Yeah.
Except Alex Noyce of Falsetto Teeth, who's on time.
So yes.
Now finally, we're all here.
No, it's been a while.
But
if we want to learn to play guitar like Alex, how many weekends would it take? Like like two?
Two and a half.
Because I'm willing to cut out like
maybe
four,
how long?
Four
like maybe a holiday weekend, a three-day weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
you probably get it in that. Yeah.
How many weekends have you been playing?
I mean, you got a calculator?
It doesn't have weekends. It's just a weekday calculator.
I need a weekend calculator.
No, did I get that right? Did you go to CalArts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Now it's all coming together. CalArts people
it's a fancy
magic genius
art
people
from Valencia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful Valencia.
Yeah,
by Magic Mountain.
Yeah, all right.
When you mm-hmm. go up on top of that big red
Spider-Man.
Yeah, that big red penis thing. You can see CalArts from there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's the other thing to do up there.
You can see CalArts from Vipery. Yeah.
Yep. No, I've never been to the CalArts campus.
There's a lot of gang members at Magic Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Is it beautiful? Is it as beautiful as
it's gorgeous.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's like Notre Dame on crack.
No, but there,
it looks really pretty ugly.
Yeah.
But it's a nice place.
It seems like a cool environment. Everybody I hear that goes there is like, oh, I'm like, oh, well, you guys are amazing. So it's like, good environment to learn in.
I lucked out. I got like a great teacher. I was in the jazz program, but you can do whatever you want there.
Do you know if a D went there? You know
Balloon Man?
You ever seen Balloon Bass?
No. Michael Harpel told me about him.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. He's really good at making balloon figures.
I think he did. I feel like I'm wasting everybody's time if he didn't, but I think he did.
I just got a text that said 53 weeks a year.
50.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so
53 weekends.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
So I do have to quit my job, it turns out. So, okay. That's no problem.
But I forgot what I was going to talk about. We're going on so all these different tangents. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, I know. We got an awesome guest.
I was telling Alex during the break that a lot of people come through Skid Row Studios, and almost every day, man, I hear falsetto teeth mentioned by somebody that's coming through here.
Because you talk about the best bands, and I always say, like, Ninja Academy, you know Ninja Academy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking awesome, fucking instrumental.
Hey, guess what? You got one up. Because you just moved up one more notch because they don't exist anymore.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, they do. They're still alive.
What's the bass player's name?
Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing all sorts of stuff though, right?
He was playing bass in Ricky Lee Jones' band for a while, and
really?
He played on David Letterman, and he put a Mormon sticker on his bass, and I could see the sticker on David Letterman. That's cool.
We were on David Letterman.
I always love him for that. Thank you, Joey from Ninja Academy, for doing that.
First time I heard him was with Hidden. You remember that band? That was a long time ago.
He had long hair back then, though.
Yeah, we had Frank in a couple weeks ago. He was doing his solo thing.
Yeah.
Frank was in Hidden.
Princess Frank?
Yeah, yeah.
Princess Frank, yeah. He likes it. He just, he likes to be called Princess Frank. So.
But, yeah. Did Corey go to CalArts, too? Did you meet him out there?
What was he doing? He was there a little bit before me, but he studied, he's studying tabla mostly, but he did classical percussion.
So, is everybody who goes to CalArts, are they like super genius artistic kids or something?
No, I mean,
they got to shine or some shit. This boy got to shine.
No, most of them are rotten kids who are flunk out of high school and are like, I'll just be an artist, So they're. A rich daddy sends them there, so that's the majority of it. And then you have some really talented people that go through there. But then a lot of them, it's party school for
killing time.
Yeah, I'm not talking down though. There's a lot of great people.
So everybody in Falsetto Teeth is a CalArts.
Yeah, person? Jimmy went there too. He studied cello though. He was cello, classical cello.
That explains it, man. I mean, all you guys are super proficient at your instrument, I'm not talking about the penis or anything. You guys looking at me
I don't know.
That's immediately what I thought. I was confused for a moment. I was like, wait a minute.
I know Brad changed the whole tone.
I unzipped my pants or I forgot to zip on my fly.
So you got button fly. You got the button on your fly.
Yeah, that's the what I was looking for.
Oh man, my button fly.
This Victoria is doing a number on me here.
Yeah, man.
You guys like big jeans? Remember big jeans?
I'm wearing big jeans right now.
But
they fit me.
I don't know. And I just got diagnosed with hot dog hamburgers, so And that makes
you got diagnosed with hot dog hamburgers?
I feel terrible.
Something wrong with me,
dude. I feel terrible. What happened? So. Yeah, I feel terrible for laughing at
what
that.
What are the
that
symptoms?
Sounds serious.
What are
my
the
uncle,
symptoms
man.
Of hot dog hamburgers?
You're basically just an asshole. An excuse to be an asshole.
I think I got a hot dog, a touch of hot dog hamburgers, and sometimes my it gets inflamed. You know,
it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It could be spicy.
Charbroiled. Hot dog. Hamburgers.
The bacon wrap.
Bacon.
I get bacon
danger
wrap
dog.
Hot dogs. Okay. So yeah.
Did we play...
What are you talking about?
Oh, the no. Keyboard. I was just thinking, did we play Fuck Ass in the Grease Patrol while we were...
Oh, yeah, man. We had Candy Time playing in the background a little while ago.
It's one of my one of his slow jams. I almost had a...
We were listening to Rocket Fuel Sex Magic...
This is a good song. I heard it on the radio.
Oh, yeah. So you were listening on... What were you listening on?
You used to fluff the roadies for...
No.
What the... For goddamn...
Fluff the roadies.
Yeah.
That's the lowest job on the tour bus.
You used to do that for... Holy shit, why did my brain go dead right now?
Roadies got to get love too, you know.
Who did we just...
huh?
What's going on
for Fuck Ass and the Grease Patrol? Sorry, I forgot about Fuck Ass and the Grease Patrol. My name, the name totally escaped me for a second.
Or as I like to call him, Fat GP.
Fat GP.
Yeah, that's the one you can tell the kids.
Yeah.
There's no bad words in it.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite band is Fat GP.
Yeah.
Two A's.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so what's going on, Patrick? You just came in. You just came aboard, and you're bringing an energy in here. What's going on?
I've been getting into knee boarding.
Yeah.
And contesting.
What's
parking
knee boarding?
Tickets.
Is that riding a skateboard just on your knee?
Yes.
You were really good at that, man. When we were kids.
It's more difficult than it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to steer, right?
Yeah, it's like getting parking tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same vibe.
What?
I contested my last parking ticket. I just noticed that I was wrong. God damn it. I was right up here. And I asked for a hearing, too. Am I going to get in trouble? I don't know.
No, just tell them that you were wrong.
You should try to plea bargain, like a parking ticket. You can, like, confess that you were guilty, see if you can get a lesser charge.
Yeah, like
I don't know, maybe that probably
refund half my money.
Just tell them that you have hot dog hamburger syndrome.
Yeah, that's my excuse for everything. Now I finally diagnosed, so I can keep, you know, I get a better get easier.
So what are some of the symptoms? Like mustard, a bun,
mustard, and you don't pay attention to anybody. You're just focusing on the mustard and the bun. And these people are talking,
and
to
you're
you.
The meat. Like you're the big meat walking around, the most important part of the world.
Yeah,
right?
And you keep obsessing on how the bun is made and. What's in the mustard?
Because you're the meat. You have to go in there.
Yes, and you're the meat.
Who diagnosed you?
Dr. Retarded.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's my doctor.
Yeah? That's a weird name.
Why?
That's a symptom of hot dog hamburgers.
I think I'm getting like hot dogs hamburgers right now.
It's contagious.
Airborne.
Yes.
It is airborne, so... Look out.
It's like that movie Pontypool when you just keep talking and it infects you with verbally. That's why we're on a radio show. Guys, you should be scared of that. Scared of hot dog hamburger disease, and you guys are all infected.
What's the cure? Relish?
There's no cure. Knee boarding. You know, I got to.
You have to knee board it.
Yeah.
Relentless knee boarding.
So, what else has been going on? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
We don't see each other that often.
I know.
What's going on with that?
I don't know.
Where you been, man? Why don't you call me? Or Dan?
You guys are in Vegas.
Yeah, I know. But you should call me and say hi or something, right?
Hi.
Hey, you haven't talked about Vegas at all. How'd that go?
Oh, that was fun, man. I always love Vegas because you get to drink there for free. And you get to smoke. But... I didn't smoke in Vegas, man. So everybody, round of applause for me for not smoking. That was hard.
Yeah,
I'm going to request a round of applause because that shit was hard.
Trying to smoke in a place where they tell you can do it freely and everywhere.
Man, it smelled good.
Because usually everywhere, it's kind of, I would imagine it's easier here because everyone's just telling you not to do it all the time.
So
it's like,
yeah, you know, I don't know. I always think I'm going to smoke a cigarette. Like, I always wake up and think, like, oh, man, today's the day I'm going to break down and smoke a cigarette, you know? But I don't. And I even dream that I smoke a cigarette.
So,
like,
have you
I wake up in the morning and be like, oh, did I smoke? Been, oh, no, I didn't.
How long has it been?
It's only been, like, 2.5 months.
So, yeah. Have you replaced it with a new bad habit?
No, not really, man. Like, I don't. I even stopped drinking coffee.
You just yeah. always beat your girlfriend? You just always
that. Well, that helps.
Like, that just started happening.
That kind of takes the stress. Now. That kind of takes the stress out, you know?
I'm dealing with my smoking.
I did acupuncture. Have you guys ever had that?
Yeah, I've had that.
It's like I'm really like skeptical on that kind of stuff, but like it actually, I think it did something. I don't know if it's just because I'm believing in it, but it actually made me feel a little bit better.
I want to start like an in acupuncture like a like place where I could just like randomly stab people.
It gets kind of freaky though because they put the needles like in between your eyes and stuff and like in your neck and so, like sometimes they'll hit like an electrical, they get a little electricity thing on there and like and it goes boom, you go ooh, you
but know? The fire and the glass cups I always see on those wacky
that's called
cable
cupping
shows.
Yeah, that's called cupping. So they get these cups and they heat up the cups so the air in there is expands and then when it cools down it like sucks. And then you put the cup like on the back or something. My girlfriend got that done, and she had like these leopard spots, like these circles. They're like hickeys.
Yeah, basically, it gives you hickeys all over your body.
Yeah, it gives you hickeys.
And so, what did it do for her?
It made her feel better.
Did she say that she felt better?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'd feel extra good if you got acupuncture and you had put the cups over the needles?
I don't know.
Suck the needles out? I don't know.
I did see in the new Karate Kid movie, what's his face? That one karate guy?
Oh.
He did that.
He whipped his hair movie. Back and forth?
You're thinking of Willow Smith. Let's get the Smith straight. I mean, we're talking the kid. Who was the kid?
They looked in the Jayden. Magic pool of water, and they saw
he did
saw
cupping
Will
in that
Smith
movie.
In there, and they saw him.
He did cupping in that movie.
He saw his future, and he's wearing a spacesuit on another planet.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I haven't told you about hot dog hamburgers.
Oh, man.
Give the guy a break, man. Come on.
Hey, when you first started talking about cupping, I was kind of thinking about my nuts for a second. Yeah.
Let him do his thing.
Never mind. It's a Sly Stallone thing.
So, Patrick, what do you think of the Skid Row Studios look now, man?
They're looking nice.
Looks good in here.
And it's Bill Hicks I see in there hanging out. Like Bill Hicks.
Yeah. Bill Hicks hanging out. Steve Buscemi's right there. We have Hunter S. Thompson.
Who's that guy?
Charles Bukowski.
Bukowski, of course. Robbins.
That's Bukowski? Wow.
Yeah. Jeremy loves Bukowski. That's your man. That's your dude.
Ugly Smurf or something.
He's got a medium t-shirt. Like he's like...
No, but it looks good in here.
Showing the pipes.
I like it. Hey, we're going to do, I think, a live broadcast in a little bit, right?
Yeah, we're going to go. Jake Gallagher from the Jake Gallagher program is doing a battle rap thing over at Mal's Bar. They're on South Hill Street downtown.
Oh, shit.
There.
And we're going to go capture that?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
shit.
And they're going to, you know, battle it out.
So we're going to be going.
I can't wait.
We're going to be going live on location over there. Is that
my
right?
Favorite thing? White people rapping. All right. Yeah, this is my favorite.
Finally.
Woo. Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's good. Yeah. Yo, what's up? Hey, yo, Alex, you said you want a freestyle, motherfucker, go for it. Yeah, man, let's do it. Yeah, let's get a beat. Mm.
Do some beatboxing.
Kick it, Kyle. Mm, yeah, oh, shit. Oh, man.
Very good.
Yeah.
I can't. I think I got the hot dog hamburger thing you're talking about.
Told you it's contagious.
Hey, well, we got a couple more songs to play, so we're going to take another break and play these songs, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
You can do it. I believe in you.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcast the internet from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at SkidRow.LA.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right. We have landed. We're back on Earth. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you, Alex Noyce.
My
for
pleasure.
For coming on the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah, sorry we couldn't play, but we'll work it out when
that's all right.
We'll spit out some jams.
Maybe something bad might have happened, I think, if you guys would have played, because last week when Joe Fraley was in here, we broke his guitar.
Yeah.
You know, technically, we broke his guitar. Because
it was a string.
It was a string, but it made
it
broken.
Not quite the same thing, yeah. But yeah, you broke it.
We broke it.
That's your fault.
Kind of, you know. And I felt bad. I did feel bad about it, too, because that was the song that I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear Pepper. I like that song. It was off the CD that Dan gave me, and I've been listening to it, and I'm like, man, this is good. I want that's the song that I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
He had to change the tuning.
Boom. No.
Gone.
D.I.
He broke his guitar. You know? We probably would have broke the sax or something if that would have showed up with the sax and busted.
I'm sure some would have broke.
Yeah. One of the valves would have got stuck or something, and I'd be like, oh, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, sax are sensitive. You know,
yeah.
Especially on guitars.
So, yeah, man. So where can people find Falsetto Teeth? Where can we check you guys out?
We got a website, falsettoteeth.com. It's FALSETTO teeth.com, and we're also on MySpace, or what am I saying? We are on MySpace, but no one's going to go there.
We go there like every 3 or 4 months just to go and see.
Yeah,
remember when you know?
Well, Justin Timberlake is just gonna play TV now, like regular TV. It's a future of MySpace.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake should go and save MySpace. Yeah,
they're gonna have Channel 4 on there.
Yeah, he's collecting a big check for nothing. That guy's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find us on MySpace too. I think everybody's still on there.
Yeah, you know, and anyone had a band in, I don't know, 07, 08, whatever.
Sometimes I think about all this stuff and I think like, man, this fucking whole shit is dumb. Like, this whole fucking Facebook, MySpace thing is dumb.
It's pretty stupid.
So, but then I'm
that looking, said, we're on Facebook.
Yeah.
So come really, and like us.
It's back to websites and we're trying to work on that.
And everybody, please like our comments because when you like it, that means that we know that we're doing a good job commenting.
I feel good about myself,
you know? And please like our pages, too. Like the Falsetto Teeth page, just like we
did. Please
do. Did you notice that we liked you guys on Facebook? The Mormons now like Falsetto Teeth. We would like you to please like us in return. And,
I don't keep a tally on it, but I'm sure I will notice.
I think is great. I wish they had a have feelings about button.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Because can be a too strong a word sometimes. Yeah. I mean, not for Falsetto Teeth, but
I want an ish button.
Like,
I met you once, button. I don't know. Met you.
Yeah.
Well, that joke's probably been on Twitter or something, right? I met you once, button, for Facebook.
You know what? They should have a button that you push on Facebook that it makes you instantly appear at wherever the other person is at, and then you could punch them in the face, and then boom, pop back.
Well, give it a couple of years. We're going to download our stacks in the back of our necks.
Dan was talking about sleeves. A time machine last week about we can go back in time and smack people and then jump back into the real time.
Yeah.
See
you can't use it for anything like relevant. It just needs to be for like real petty shit.
Yeah.
Like people like not saying thank you when you open a door for them.
Just go and shoot them.
Yeah, you just slam the door in their face instead and you're
give them a concussion.
Forget it.
We'll be able to in the future because we'll be able to download ourselves into organic bodies.
There we go.
You know, and if you die, you just take a little thing out of the back of your neck and then you go another. But you have to be rich, though. That's a problem. It's always a problem with that kind of thing.
That's not hard.
Make sure you.
And there's always going to be real death, but eventually, like, there won't be real death because you can, like, you know, just make sure you get the little thing out of the back of your neck. I'm sorry, I was reading some sci-fi book.
Man. That was also in Invaders from Mars. Remember that movie, Invaders from Mars?
Man, with David Gardner? I wish I was Pat. He's got it all figured out. We're all going to live
for that. No, you don't.
Well, thanks, Alex, for coming to the More Music Radio Pod. I really appreciate it. Please come back and bring the sax player and the guitar player. Bring everybody back.
I am the guitar player, but I'll bring the sax player.
Oh, the bass and player. Drummer. The bass guitar player I was talking about.
Yeah, and we got shows, too.
Bass guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to...
There's a good little
Yeah, where are you guys
we're
playing?
We're playing, well, you don't have to come to this. We're playing at Que Será in Long Beach.
Oh, that's a cool place.
Yeah, nice Wednesday, spot. You guys played there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not that
The
fun.
Ladies have stinky faces over there, if you know what I mean.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding. Well, yeah. Not kidding. I mean, it's true. It's like a lesbian bar,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yes. Is it?
By yeah. Lesbians, yes.
I thought,
Que Será,
okay.
That's what it means. Whatever will be, will be.
I didn't see any chicks there when I was there, but, you know.
Yeah.
We're in the bar.
Anyways, yeah, we're playing there.
And let's then go down there and lick it.
Yeah.
Lickety split. All right, we're playing. Shit, I need to get my thing together. Okay, we're playing this Wednesday, and then we're playing on Monday the 5th at the Viper Room.
All we've right. done that too.
We've done that.
I've never done that.
Every
yeah.
once in a while.
I was like, as long as
it
I don't got,
good.
As long as I don't have to pre-sale anything, I'll be
yeah,
down.
Yeah,
as long as
make sure they pay your parking too. Do not pay for that fucking parking.
Yeah, no. Yeah, right. God, yeah. I didn't even think of that,
dude. Call them up and tell them, hey, we're not going to show up.
That show might not happen now. So, anyways.
And
no.
Free drinks.
And free drinks, yeah, yeah. Right. I'll bring in my own beer to the Viper Room. Anyways.
Just light the place on fire if they don't give you your free drinks. Light the curtains on fire.
Well, yeah, they will definitely dip the mics period. And alcohol for mm-hmm. you. The sound yeah. guys are very particular. Remember that? Like, oh, you destroyed this mic. You spit on it.
What a surprise. They're assholes in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man.
But, wait.
Okay, sorry.
So we were doing that on the 5th of March, but a really fun show is on the 28th of March. We're playing with Van Exel, who are awesome. They're like old members of Bad Dudes and
oh, cool.
stuff like that. A really good band. And then another really good band called Stupid Man Suit we played with last week. They're really good. So that's at Silver Lake Lounge on March 28th.
Oh, cool.
I would advise going that one because the Fiber Room show is probably...
Yeah,
that would be like $12 and it'll kick you out after you listen to us and anyways but you know come if you want
and then you'll get a ticket for parking in the
so in case
in the permits part
in case someone was listening up in San Francisco they might catch you where
is it? I don't know check our
that might
our,
not happen
that might happen on god when is it check our it'll be in the middle of March check our website falsoteeth.com.
Yeah, our boss lives up in San Francisco, so yeah, he should go check that out when you're up
there. Yeah, boss.
Well, hey, this is the time of the show where Dan tells everybody what's going on this weekend. All right. Take it away, Dan.
This weekend, this show will be up on skidrow.la.
Yep.
So right. While you're listening to this again, mm-hmm. you can go and donate.
Mm-hmm.
skidrow.la/donate. And then...
it blew up right now.
Yeah, and then on Friday, you can roll on to the Bar of Note, which is the Redwood, and catch Inazuma, who...
Cool.
Who will be playing. There will be a...
Japanese punk band.
Japanese punk band who will not be having Sassafras's drummer, who used to be in their band.
Yeah. Tepe went back to Japan.
Oh, really? Oh, so he's not in Sassafras either.
No.
Oh.
No.
You know what? I'm gonna promote the Sassafras show anyway. Which
they
is
got a new drummer and a new guitar player, too. I understand Lucas is not in the band as well. There's a story behind that. Yeah, I like those stories. Is there anybody you hate, Alex, by the way, before we go? You want to talk
anyone?
Shit?
Okay.
Well, he's had 2 hours to get to know us, so
yeah.
What do you think now?
I don't want to break it to Dan this way, but no, I love Dan. No, I can't think of, no one that's not obvious. I mean, same person everyone hates.
We're
you
just
know?
Dark and evil, and you got the shine.
You know,
I like to.
Teletubbies. You know, the obvious. No, actually, they're not that
Winfrey.
Bad. Oh, yeah. Oprah pissed me off, though. I do find myself watching her channel.
Oh.
So often, yeah. So, anyways, I shouldn't have.
You check it for Rosie, or what? You like to watch Rosie?
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell. I hate her. Yeah, okay.
Little Rosie.
Dude, okay. Well, you should. You're reading my mind. I hate Rosie O'Donnell. There we go.
All right.
No, but yeah. but as far as the week goes, Sunday, you should probably wind it down. But make sure you drink in the middle of the day. You can do that at the Thirsty Crow. A couple of weeks ago, we had our guest, Princess Frank. He'll be entertaining you throughout the day over at the Thirsty Crow on Sunset, across from the Silver Lake Lounge, where you guys will be at Falsetto Teeth will be at?
Yes, March 28th.
March 28th. Falsetto Teeth,
Silver Lake Lounge.
But yeah, I'm going to check that shit out.
But yeah, again, later this week, right before we come back on Thursday, Wednesday, Falsetto Teeth will be at...
K-Sara.
Tranny
Bar.
In Long Beach. Yeah, ladies, so if you're thinking about going the other way, check out Falsetto Teeth. You know, that's two birds, gross. One stone, right there.
There we go.
Meet a nice lady, check out some awesome rock music.
There is also something else this weekend. There's the Slab City thing, which is going to be, that's like near the Salton Sea. You can take a bus
there. Oh, yeah, that's right. Manhattan Murder Mystery.
There's Seasons.
And Seasons, Slab City. Who else is playing?
That's the three that I remember. There's a couple other ones. That's a good lineup of bands, seems like. But if you want to go take a road trip, I guess we'll go check that out.
Yeah. What day is that on?
That is Saturday, I believe. I don't know.
Awesome. Hey, all and right, I also want to remind people to go and check us out on St. Patrick's Day at the Airliner. We're going to be playing the Ragfest. That means rock and gaming.
That's a Skid Row affiliated event. Is that correct?
Sure is.
We're going to be doing something live. We doing a live show or something?
Yeah, we're going to broadcast live.
Hey, look at that. Man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, gaming and bands and chip trash.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat like 4, Street Fighter 10, Galaga 20. If you know how to play some video games, you know what? Go to skidrow.la and check out the flyer that's on there.
Yeah, go to the
And you know
page.
Exactly who's playing. We got a lot of chip thrash music. We got Sex Wolf, The Mormons, Dharma Bum, Sketch Monster.
Cool School's playing, right?
No, Cool School's not playing, but no. Wiz Wars is going to play.
Wiz Wars. All right. Well, they've been on the show too, but like the
We got
first time,
Vert,
yeah.
who wrote the music for the Contra 4. He's going to be there. It's going to be awesome, man.
Very nice.
Hell yeah. So we'll see you there on St. Patrick's Day. And I guess that's it. You got anything else, Dan?
No, I just heard Jeremy on the mic. I just want to say thanks again. Skid Row Dan.
Thanks to Jeremy
Sonia.
And Sonia.
Yes. Thank you.
And Alex, man. Thanks again, guys.
Special thanks to Alex Noyce and Falsetto Teeth for coming in and being on the More Music Radio Pod. And we'll catch you next time with a sax player. I want to hear that. I was looking forward to that.
And also, everybody, my shoes smell really bad. I think it's because of my feet.
Ah, wow.
Yes. Oh, shit. You got swamp foot. Does your wife
call you hamburger hot dogs?
Does your wife call you swamp foot? Because.
If I had a wife, she would.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the More Music Radio Pod. We'll catch you next week when we have Aslan Underground coming in.
You did it, guys. You did it.
Cool. Right. So check that out next week, Thursday, 10 p.m. Pacific time on www.skidrow.la or skidrowstudios.com.
Woo! All right. Good night.